with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has ordered President Trump to suspend construction of his $400 million ballroom.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington granted a request for a preliminary injunction that temporarily halts President Donald Trump's White House ballroom project, barring work from proceeding without congressional approval. Leon, who was nominated to the bench by Republican President George W. Bush, concluded that the National Trust for Historic Preservation is likely to succeed on the merits of its claims because no statute comes close to giving the president the authority he claims to have. The east wing of the White House was demolished to make space for the ballroom. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Correspondent Sam Mednick reports from the scene of an Iranian missile barrage in central Israel.
This is happening as President Trump has said that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
Meanwhile, President Trump says securing the Strait of Hormuz is not for us and estimated that the U.S. will be done attacking Iran in 2 to 3 weeks. Trump made the comments Tuesday to reporters. He said the U.S. will not have anything to do with what happens in the Strait, instead telling reporters that the responsibility for keeping the vital waterway open will rest with countries that rely on it. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 1,125 points. The Nasdaq rose 796. The S&P 500 advanced 184, and oil led around $102 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new study of people who go to church.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war in Iran enters its fifth week. Celebrations in Jerusalem are being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group. Jerusalem has largely escaped past wars. This is SRN News. A Marine is detained after the TSA finds a live 25-millimeter explosive round in his checked bag. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police in California say a U.S. Marine has been detained at Palm Springs International Airport after TSA officers found a live explosive round in his checked bag. It happened Monday during routine baggage screening. The Palm Springs Police Department says the Marine told investigators he picked up the 25-millimeter round about a year ago. He said he thought it was not live. Police say rust and corrosion hid the markings. Authorities confirmed it was live and destroyed it in a desert area. No one was hurt. Authorities are reviewing the case for potential criminal and civil penalties. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.